This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, January 17, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News, in Beverly, the River Street area, along the Bass River could look very different in the future if the city puts in a new zoning overlay and property owners decide to take advantage of it. The area, which is near the commuter rail section, could have new apartment buildings, stores, and additional waterfront access to the river if the plan is approved. The idea stems from the city's 2002 master plan and a 2014 Bass River District study. Both indicate this could be the best use of the area. Currently, it's an industrial mix of uses. A public meeting is planned for Thursday, January 19, at 6:30 p.m. in Beverly City Hall to allow members or anyone else who is interested to find out more. With an overlay, existing businesses, which include Moynihan Lumber, Bowl O'Matt, and a National Grid substation, would be allowed to continue as usual, and owners would be allowed to make improvements to their property. But the new zoning opens the door to mixed-use residential development. The city has been encouraging transit-oriented development, multi-use housing close to public transportation. More on this story in today's Salem News with Ariana McNeil. Gayla Colley writes on itemlive.com, several hundred volunteers in Lynn answered Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s challenge. He once said, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? U.S. Representative Seth Moulton, Democrat from Massachusetts, was among the volunteers who gathered at the Washington Street Baptist Church in Lynn on Monday for the sixth annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service organized by the Lynn Community Association. Service projects included making paracord bracelets for the military, Valentine's Day cards for senior citizens, toiletry bags for the homeless, MLK bookmarks for the Lynn Public Library, serving lunch and dinner at My Brother's Table, and a basketball clinic at the Lynn YMCA, according to Joshua Goodwin, president of Lynn Community Association. More on this story with Gayla Colley in today's itemlive.com. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, 43 Cape Ann YMCA members, citing more than $1 million paid out by the parent YMCA of the North Shore executives over the 2015 tax year, have written to the Y, urging the organization provide more viable pay to its program instructors and other employees. But YMCA officials say the executive pay figures cited in the letter, a copy of which was sent to the Gloucester Times, are misleading. They say the organization has increased its full-time and benefit-earning positions by 17% over the past year. The letter is dated January 13 and was sent from the street and email address of member Laura Harrington, according to the Times, who also signed on its first line. It cites the Y's 990 federal nonprofit tax form, as showing the Y of the North Shore, with more than $58 million in net assets and reeling in more than $8 million in revenue in 2015 alone. It also notes the Y paid its former CEO, Jack Meaney, almost $680,000 in compensation that year, while current CEO Christopher Lovasco collected more than $360,000 that same year. Verification of the 990 form shows Meaney was paid a total of $681,716 in 2015, and Lovasco $366,142. Forty-two others, whose common denominator is regular use of the Cape Ann Y pool, also signed the letter. More on this story with Ray Lamont in the Gloucester Times. And Paul Layton writes in the Salem News, homelessness can seem like an overwhelming problem, but a panel of local advocates said Monday night that the answers are there if we look hard enough. Reverend Kent Harrop of the First Baptist Church in Beverly is quoted as saying, the solution of homelessness rests right here in our hands and in our hearts. More than 100 people attended the forum on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, sponsored by Beverly's Multi-Faith Coalition and the First Baptist Church, where the event was held. The Reverend Tara Olson Allen of the Second Congregational Church said the subject of homelessness was appropriate because King's Poor People's Campaign of 1968 considered the second phase of the civil rights movement focused on people's right to food, shelter, education, and health care, pointing out that homelessness has more than doubled since 1990. Jason Etheridge, executive director of LifeBridge Riverhouse, said the organization's shelters in Salem and Beverly are forced to turn away many people because of a lack of available beds. Etheridge estimated there are more than 400 homeless people on the North Shore. Again, more on this story in today's Salem News, written by Paul Layton. This is North Shore Today on msonewsports.com.